And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2014. It was on this day, 1790, the first State of the Union address took place. George Washington in New York City, which was the capital at the time, a fairly short speech, about three single-spaced pages. He began with the good news that North Carolina was joining the Union, that countries around the world seemed to be showing more and more goodwill towards the young American government, that there were good omens that the nation would be prosperous. He talked about the dilemma of protecting the borders, about the need for immigration reform, how important it was for the country to support scientific development, and about setting up national higher education. And he said, "The welfare of our country is the great object to which our cares and efforts ought to be directed, and I shall derive great satisfaction from a cooperation with you, the Senate, and the House of Representatives in the pleasing though arduous task of ensuring to our fellow citizens the blessings which they have a right to expect from a free, efficient, and equal government." It was on this date in 1877 the Lakota Sioux warrior Crazy Horse fought his last battle against the United States Army half a year after the Battle of Little Bighorn in June 1876. Battle took place at Wolf Mountain in Montana against the army of General Miles. Crazy Horse retreated, and in May he led his remaining people to Fort Robinson and formally surrendered. It's the birthday of Elvis Presley, Tupelo, Mississippi, 1935. Made his debut at the age of 10, singing Old Shep at a talent contest, came in fifth. The following year, he wanted a bicycle, but it was too expensive, and his mother Gladys bought him a guitar instead, which cost $12.95 at the Tupelo Hardware Company. Family moved to Memphis when the boy was 13. He grew up in public housing, listening to Memphis rhythm and blues. And when he was 18, working as a truck driver, he wanted to give his mother a gift and stopped by the Memphis Recording Service, where you could record your own songs for a little money. He paid $4 to record two songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin, and caught the attention of the owner of the studio, Sam Phillips, who called Elvis back in to see what other songs he might know. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin to the new year. "With what stillness at last you appear in the valley, your first sunlight reaching down to touch the tips of a few high leaves that do not stir, as though they had not noticed and did not know you at all. Then the voice of a dove calls from far away in itself to the hush of the morning. So this is the sound of you here and now, whether or not anyone hears it. This is where we have come with our age, our knowledge, such as it is, and our hopes, such as they are, invisible before us, untouched, and still possible." To the New Year by W.S. Merwin, from his collected poems, 1996 to 2011, published by Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.